Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Previously on In the President's Service.
Go ahead and shoot me. Put me out of my misery.
All right, man, take him back, but don't hurt him. We need him healthy and in one piece.
Gentlemen, this man is still alive.
Find the Lord's rest.
Agent Collins, we don't have much time if we're going to save my sister.
And Agent Reese too, ma'am.
Our operation last night did not go as planned.
What do we do now?
You just make sure our guest stays healthy.
All right, Colonel Pfister, time to talk.
There are profiteers in your midst. You work with them.
Guard! I gotta get out of here right away.
Based on The Dark Pool, the second book in the series by best-selling author Ace Collins, the Long Highway Players proudly present In the President's Service, Episode 9, Park Operations.
Special Agent Helen Meeker is flying to Arkansas to find her sister, who she fears has been kidnapped by Nazi sympathizers. During a layover, she places a call to Washington, D.C. to get updates on the case.
White House.
Rose, it's Helen Meeker. I'm in the St. Louis airport.
Good to hear from you, Miss Meeker. The president told me to expect your call.
Any messages for me?
Just one. Clay Barnes. He's in Albany.
Did he leave a number?
Yes, he did. It's Jupiter 2.
Hang on. Let me get my notebook. Okay, go ahead. Jupiter 2...
7500.
Got it. I need to call him right away. Please tell the president I'll check in when I have news.
Will do.
Need another dime.
Operator speaking. How may I direct your call?
This is Special Agent Helen Meeker, call sign yellow 32 Alto Crescent. Please connect me with Albany, New York, Jupiter 27500.
That's Jupiter 27500 in Albany. Connecting you now.
Is that you, Helen?
Yeah, you have some updates for me?
I called the college. Your sister isn't there, but the school said she isn't missing. She's on a geology field trip in a state park with four other students and a professor. They checked into a lodge yesterday. Pfister was bluffing.
Did you actually speak to Allison?
No, but the innkeeper told me they're probably out on trails looking at rock formations. Most likely won't come in till after dark.
I won't be convinced until I hear her voice. Where is this park?
About an hour and a half northwest of Little Rock. It's called Petit Jean.
I'm at the St. Louis airport right now, waiting for a flight to Little Rock. Can you have a car ready for me when I'm there so I can drive up to that lodge tonight?
I'm a step ahead of you. There's a vehicle the FBI grabbed in a recent raid just waiting for you. It's not a new model, but they claim it runs good.
What's the name of the professor in charge of this outing?
Dr. William Manning.
William Manning. Okay. You get anything from Pfister?
He talks a lot, but not about anything that matters. To him, this is all a game.
Spying is hardly a game.
He refused to admit he's working for either the Germans or the Italians. He talked about some organization he's a part of, but he didn't name it. Just kept rambling about money and power and how we're all blind as to who's really running the show.
He can lie with the best of them, I know. Did the FBI find anything at the Lord's Rest?
They dug four bodies out of the rubble. But the lab can't identify any of them yet. Until they say one of them is Reese, I'm going to assume he's alive.
I hope you're right. Any other leads?
Well, there's something really unusual about this whole mess.
What's that?
The FBI had checked into the medical workup Pfister had when he was examined at Walter Reed a couple of weeks ago. All the chest wounds checked out just as he said they happened in Germany.
Nothing unusual about that, Clay. I'd expect his cover to match in every detail.
The unusual part is Pfister's blood type. He's B negative, very rare.
I'm B negative too.
Well, the two of you are in less than 2% of the world population, but it gets stranger.
Go on.
Fister's blood is unlike anything the doctors have ever seen. It seems like it's almost supercharged to enhance healing. His wound from when you shot him the other night looks like it's a few weeks old, not hours.
That is odd.
The FBI doctors have taken blood samples. Rebecca Bobbs is studying them in the lab now.
You'll want to tell the president about that, Clay.
Will do.
Holy smoke. My flight's just started boarding. Can you tell me who's meeting me in Little Rock?
An FBI agent named George Wheeler. He knows the area and the people. He used to work as a state patrolman. I informed him that you'll be driving to the park.
Good. Call him if you get any information while I'm on my flight.
You got it. Happy trails, Helen.
In the secret lab in Illinois, Nazi agent Frederick Bauer and his assistant Emma are awaiting the results of a surgical procedure.
Snyder is operating on him now, Mr. Bauer.
Good, Emma. Good.
The doctor brought a man and a woman with him. I was not introduced to them. They're in the other room with Snyder. But they've both been completely silent this whole time. Neither of them even said hello to me. That felt unnerving.
You don't need to know who they are, Emma.
I know, sir. It's just that so many people who come here never say anything. They just look at me with those sad faces.
Those people are paid well to do a specific job, and they do it. The world would be a far more efficient place if everyone took their work as seriously as those who visit this facility.
I'm sorry. I should not have said anything.
Emma, there are times when too much knowledge is a dangerous thing. By not telling you more than you need to know, I'm actually doing you a favor.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, but...
But you still want to know why so many of our visitors say nothing when they are here. They don't speak because they can't. If they could speak, I wouldn't be able to use them. They are mute, Emma.
All of them?
Ah, hello, Bauer. Just finished. Would you like a report?
Indeed, I would, Doctor.
Let me get these gloves off here.
Emma, give us a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
All right, Doctor. You may speak freely now.
Everything is as it should be. Parker and Sullins did their jobs perfectly.
When can we move him?
In a few hours.
Good. We should have a location targeted by tonight.
Frederick, I've heard a rumor. I need to know something.
Rumors are for bored housewives. You are neither bored nor a housewife. We've known each other for 20 years, Eric. Just ask me what you want to know.
I heard we lost the facility in New York.
Yes, it burned down.
And the men who were stationed there?
They died.
I see.
They were expendable. Better that they died than to fall into the hands of the FBI.
But I knew one of those men.
I knew all four of them. I hired them myself. They performed a service like soldiers on a battlefield. You need to keep your eye on the big picture, Dr. Snyder.
The older I get, the harder that is to do.
Relax, Eric. Go back to Chicago. Spend some time with your friends at the club. I'll take care of the loose ends here.
What if someone slips a word about what I've been doing here? It would ruin me.
Who else knows about your work on this project?
Just you and the two people who came with me today.
They can't speak, I told you. We brought them here blindfolded so they don't know where this place is. And they don't know your name.
What about that woman you sent out?
Emma is just another piece of machinery. If she gets too curious or looks like she might reveal us, she will be replaced. And she will never tell her story, I can assure you of that. You have nothing to fear, Eric. I assure you.
I guess you're right.
Of course I am. Now get out of here. In an hour, two of my associates will arrive to deliver your patients to our handlers in the East. And it would complicate their lives and yours if you were still here when they arrived. They can talk.
All right. Let me take off my scrubs, and then I'll leave.
Almost time now.
Hi, this is Ace Collins. I hope you're enjoying listening to the long Highway Players production of my book, The Dark Pool. If you'd like to find out more about the adventures of Helen Meeker, please check out all the novels that are a part of the In the President's Service series. You can find them at my website, www.acecollins.com. And you can purchase The Dark Pool or any of the other novels in the In the President's Service series on Amazon in both print and ebook formats. Once again, thanks for tuning in. Happy reading and happy listening.
Ah, you must be Helen Meeker.
And why must I be Helen Meeker?
Because Barnes told me you'd be the most beautiful woman on the plane.
Well, it's not like I'm at my best right now. I haven't slept much in the past 3 days.
You hungry?
Nah, I had something on the plane.
Then I'm guessing you want to head for that park right away. Let me take your bag.
Great. Where's our car?
The black Auburn sedan over there with the red trim and wheels. Normally I have my Ford, but it was in an accident yesterday, so I had to take what I could get.
Accident?
Yeah, I was tracking a couple robbery suspects. They held up a bank in Hot Springs and used a stolen car with Texas plates for the getaway. I almost got into the State Patrol roadblock when they opened fire on me. Pretty much destroyed the Ford. Lights, radiator, and front tires all busted.
Did the robbers get away?
Afraid so.
Well, at least you weren't hurt.
Not a scratch. Ah, here we are.
So what's the story on this car?
It was used by some hoods that were running a backroom casino in Hot Springs. They were doing pretty well until they tried to muscle in on some of Lucky Luciano's friends. Here, I'll put your bag in the trunk.
But Luciano's been in prison for years.
True, but he still runs things from behind bars. His lawyer came to the White House a while back and offered Luciano service to the war effort. Claims he has connections in Europe to get to the crime families there involved against Mussolini. Probably can do it, too. His New York operation may not be as strong as it once was, but it's still bringing in the cash.
Whoever said crime doesn't pay clearly didn't know what he was talking about.
Not when it comes to Luciano, anyway. The men who owned this car made the wrong guys mad, and they ended up at the bottom of the Washita River. The FBI took all their stuff, including this beauty. Might not look like much, but it takes all the curves as well as any car I've ever driven.
Pull over as soon as we get clear of the airport.
Why?
I want to see what this thing can do.
Barnes warned me about you. Aren't you supposed to be catching me up on why you're here?
Don't worry. I can do that and drive at the same time.
Okay. Let me just get outside the airport. Then we'll switch seats.
Helen and Agent Wheeler arrive at the Park Lodge in record time and go inside to see the ranger.
Good afternoon. My name is Helen Meeker. I'm with FDR's office. My associate...
George, are you coming?
Helen, I had to collect myself for a minute. Your driving almost made me sick.
This is Agent George Wheeler. He's with the Little Rock branch of the FBI.
Let me show you my credentials here.
Well, folks, I'm John Stacks, Chief Ranger here. Do you need rooms?
No, we need information. Some students from Washita College here are on a field trip. The man in charge is a professor named Manning.
Oh yeah, Dr. Bill. We love that guy. He brings students up here all the time.
Are he and his group here now?
I haven't seen them since supper last night, but their car's here, so they must be in the park. Something wrong?
I hope not. Could you take us to their rooms?
Sure. Follow me. Here's room 11. They have this one and the next two, 13 and 15.
I'll try 13. Helen, you try the other one.
Right.
Hello?
Allison?
Anyone in there?
Yes, they're out. You want me to open this one?
Yes, please.
Not much here except a bed and a dresser.
Dr. Bill must still have them out on the trail.
See those shoes next to the dresser?
They're covered in mud. So are the clothes on the bed. The girls must have come back from the hike, cleaned up, and changed clothes.
What about the guys?
We can check their room, but I'll bet you'll find the same thing. Those Ouachita boys wouldn't let the girls go out alone.
Well, they're not in the dining room. I would have seen them walk by the front desk. It's supposed to rain soon, so they won't be outside, not in their good clothes.
Where is their car?
It's been in the same parking space since they arrived 2 days ago. You want to see it?
No, that would be a waste of time. It hasn't moved. I'm going to the dining room, just to be sure.
We'll come with you, ma'am.
Well, Allison isn't here. Where else can we look?
I'd better get that. Hello? Yes, he's here. Just a second. Paul, it's for you.
Thanks, John. This is Sheriff Faulkner. What do you need? Yeah? Again? Okay. I'll be there in half an hour to pick him up. Keep your eye on him and try to keep him calm.
Something wrong, Paul?
Not really. Old Jed's hit the bottle again. Seems he barged into Mabel Landis's house acting like he'd seen a ghost. She got him settled down, but I need to get over there and take him to the jail so he can sleep it off.
Excuse me, Sheriff. May I have a word with you?
Been a long time since a pretty young thing like you asked me for anything. What can I do for you, ma'am?
My name is Helen Meeker. I work for the president. This is George Wheeler. He's with the FBI. We're looking for a group of students from Ouachita College. We have reason to believe foul play might be involved.
Oh, I doubt that. Kids get lost on hikes all the time when they want to, have a good time. Well, with the war going on, a lot of them are trying to get their good times in now, because they don't know how many they have in the future. I'm sure your group will turn up eventually.
I'm not so sure. One of those kids is my sister, and there are some people who might be trying to use her to settle a score with the president.
I see. Well, I haven't seen anything suspicious, but if you want to follow me to Morrilton, I'll be happy to do what I can, right after I get old Jed squared away.
Thanks, Sheriff. Mr. Stacks, don't let anyone into these rooms. They need to stay locked until we have a chance to look through them completely. Come on, George.
You have been listening to Episode 9 from In the President's Service. Our story was adapted for podcasts by Michael Messner, who also directed this production. Performers included Allison Johnson, Andrew Sargent, Art Shingler, Chris Phipps, Gary Clausen, Lance Rodriguez, Lindsay Morgan, Max Sullivan, Michael Tucker, Nancy Moran, Rachel Miller, Riley Hunsaker, Scott Holzclaw, and Steph Garcia. Also appearing were the author and the director. Theme music by Alex Productions Creative Commons. The executive producer was Nancy Messner. This is Laura Brandt. Thank you for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.